A unique effort in Brattleboro is using town money to address the local housing shortage. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, the money helps local homeowners become landlords.
It's not easy finding a place to rent in Brattleboro. According to the nonprofit Brattleboro Area Affordable Housing, the vacancy rate is about one-tenth of the statewide average, and housing costs are high. Since 2003, the group has tried to address the shortage through a program called Apartments in Homes. Under the program, Brattleboro homeowners can receive up to $4,000 to convert part of a dwelling into an apartment. 75% of the money comes from the town and the remainder from the Affordable Housing Group. Tyler Moss with Brattleboro Area Affordable Housing says using public funds to create more housing in private residences benefits everyone.
With people getting affordable housing, homeowners generating income, and the town of Brattleboro generating tax base.
The grant money isn't enough to pay the cost of building an apartment. That can range from $8,000 to $45,000, so it requires an investment by the homeowner. Moss says a typical project can pay for itself in 5 years or less.
And after that, it usually can cover a good chunk of the property taxes.
Moss says there hasn't been a rush of people trying to take advantage of the program, but interest from homeowners is slow but steady. Since it started, the program has helped fund the creation of 45 apartments in and around Brattleboro. Other communities in Vermont have tried similar programs, but without Brattleboro's success. Sean Gilpin is housing policy specialist with the Vermont Department of Housing and Community Development.
The Brattleboro program is definitely the most extensive and, as far as I can tell, the longest running. Other programs have been relatively short-lived in the state.
Gilpin says managing rental properties presents challenges for homeowners, but avoids many issues that come with absentee landlords. He says programs like Brattleboro's can contribute to the vitality of a community. The Brattleboro program has been receiving town funding for most of the 12 years it's been in existence. Gilpin believes one key to the longevity of the program is the support services it offers to homeowners who receive the grants.
One thing that's particularly important is, along with the financial assistance, to have technical assistance, a little bit of hand-holding for homeowners who are thinking about doing this.
The Brattleboro Apartments in Homes program works with homeowners over the course of a project. It recruits students from the local high school's architectural drafting program to help design apartments and provides homeowners with lists of contractors and information on tenant law. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.